Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We're just two men in a studio. No Eric, I'm sorry. You Eric-alites. We'll have to wait one more week for him to get back.
Is that like the acolytes?
Maybe. But you got Brad, you got Josh here. We're going to go over some ADP. Who do you think's a bust in each round? Who do you think's a great pick in each round? We're going to do a little bit of that looking ahead. Getting you ready for it. Draft season is officially here. ESPN kicked it off with their marathon. So we're ready to do this. We got some other big news going on because it just broke. We're recording this on Friday, and it is official that is back.
Flash.
Josh Gordon is back. I was going to ask you how you're doing, Josh, but Josh Gordon is conditionally reinstated to the NFL. He has to go through a little bit more before he actually is fully cleared to play in the games, but it doesn't look like he's facing any type of suspension. Could be there week one.
I'm actually very happy about this. Not from a football standpoint, but from a personal human being standpoint. Him overcoming his demons, getting healthy. I'm excited to see Josh Gordon on the field. He's a great player.
Yeah. No, he's a great player, great talent. Are you going to target him in any of your drafts?
Well, right now his ADP is almost non-existent.
Yeah, but so it's going to jump.
It's going to change.
I guarantee if you go into drafts right now, he's going really early. Would you take him in the eighth round?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sixth round?
Sixth round is a little dicey right now because we saw how they used him last year. And you hate to say it, but the guy has a history. I mean, he hasn't played a full season in years. And we don't know if this thing's going to rear its head again. I mean, he did step away from the team last year on his own, but he still stepped away to handle
it. And I think that's what kind of saved him.
Yeah.
Was that he went to seek help. It was a really fast appeal and decision by the NFL, one of the fastest we've probably seen in a while. We'll see what it means. I want to see him at practice. He can go to the team facility and everything. He's not right now allowed to do team practices.
Okay.
So
this is a conditional.
He's got some other things. He's probably going to be put into the substance abuse program, obviously.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot more going on, more to see coming from it. But, I mean, he is talented. He was working with Brady in the offseason.
Yeah.
Working on the playbook. So, this is all positives. And he's really the only wide receiver there because Julian Edelman's still dealing with a thumb.
He'll be fine.
I know it'll be fine. We're not worried about it, but you still need him on the field. Julian Edelman is getting up there in years.
Did you see Jacoby Myers? Okay, the undrafted free agent?
Yeah. It'll be a couple years. He might be something, but a couple years.
No, yeah, the receiving core, it's gotten a lot better. You know Demaryius Thomas still on the team?
Yeah, he's just started sprinting in too.
Yeah, so I mean,
he's dealing with an Achilles, plus 30 Achilles.
Mm. Yeah, they got some guys though. You know, they might patch this thing together and still win a Super Bowl.
We saw what they do. Flashes from Flash last year. Oh, look at that pun. But it wasn't like him and Brady were never fully synced up. You would see it on the deep throws, like Brady would underthrow it or overthrow it. They didn't have the timing down.
Yeah, they need to sync up their cycles.
Sometimes you just got to put that spin cycle on, baby, and just set up there. Whew. All right. How you doing, Josh?
Well, a bit sore.
Yeah.
I had a vasectomy.
You got castrated.
I had a vasectomy on Monday, so that was fun. If you ever get the chance, go for it.
Okay.
It's nearly not that bad. It's the aftermath that was bad.
I think it's most surgeries.
Well, you're awake for a vasectomy. Like, it's not like a knee surgery where they knock you out. Like, I was awake.
Root canals, you're awake for them too.
I don't know.
Wisdom teeth, people are awake for those.
I got knocked out inadvertently, but I got knocked out.
Well, I got knocked out for mine too, but I know a lot of people are awake for them.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just interesting. So I'm gonna
brain surgery. You're awake for that. You have to be because you have to talk usually when they're messing the brain.
Were you just watching The Good Doctor or House or something?
Grey's Anatomy. Watch a lot of that.
Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'll buy that. But it's if you ever get the chance, go for it. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you won't have to. But maybe I did it. And maybe Eric will have to do it one day as well.
Yep.
I hope so.
But yeah, I'm glad you're all nutted up finally.
Yeah, it just feels like someone just tapped me in the balls right now. But yeah, getting your balls cut's fun. So
that's what I hear.
Yeah, I probably won't
that's
do it again.
That's just stupid.
All right, we got actually quite a bit of news.
Okay.
Week 2 of the preseason is halfway through us.
Well, we didn't talk about what you did this week. How was your week, Brad?
My week was okay, boring, did nothing.
All right.
Did I do anything? No, I didn't do anything. You weren't there. Nobody talked to you. Very bored. So living the dream.
This is relevant. We're trying to talk about a way to determine our draft order.
Yeah.
And there are several ideas floating around.
Oh, mine is the best, though.
I wanted to do a hot wing challenge.
But not everybody's here, so it kind of messes
Well, not everyone's here for yours either.
But proxies are easier for mine because you can get the kids to do it.
So go ahead. I want you to explain this idea.
All right. So first off, we start with a big bowl of eggs.
Okay.
Some of them hard-boiled, some of them not.
Some of them raw, yeah. Got it.
Yep. You grab them, crack it over your head. All of us do it together. We stand in a circle, crack them. If you get egg yolk on your head, there's a bucket of ice water with 12 apples in it. You bob for an apple to get the yolk out of your hair to get your draft pick.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to get egg yolk in the beginning.
Because if you're 12th or 11th.
The last person.
If you're 11th.
No, because you don't know what pick you are. When you get the apple, that's what you pick.
Yeah, but if you're 12th, you won't have to worry about it because you'll know at that point.
Well, not you might not be the 12th pick, but if you're the 12th person, you're in there.
Yeah.
But we all could get egg yolk right in the beginning, and we all could dive into the water head first.
So gross, dude. I don't want to do that.
It sounds amazing.
I don't want to do that.
Ah, so yolky.
It is. Yeah, it would be very yolky. I don't want to do that.
Mm. Well, then the idea that your wife enjoyed was we get 12 crickets. We put the calcium on them with a little bit of food dye, and we let the bearded dragon go. And eats them, that's the draft order.
I like that idea.
Yeah, because he'll take care of 12 crickets very fast.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, we still might go with that one. I might bring him just in case.
It's pretty solid. Or we'll get 12 ducks.
Put them in a circle.
Yeah, watch them.
Watch them go. Or we get 12 mice. Or we get 12 turtles, 12 frogs, 12 any type of animal you want.
Yeah.
Put them in a circle. And as they leave, that's the draft order.
It's fine. Let's just do that. Let's go.
It's got to be somewhat random, because Dylan wants to do something somewhat skill based. The problem with skill based is somebody's going to get mad because they're not good at a certain thing.
Jeremy.
Well, anybody.
I'm just kidding.
But anybody, you know, like he want to do Mario Kart. Well, if somebody in the group never played Mario
Kart, that's not fair.
No,
it's not fair to me.
Exactly. You want to do Hot Wing Challenge, but if somebody's got irritable bowel syndrome and can't eat spicy food,
so. I want to sidebar on this because my wife, she was a little bit irritable today, and I said, you know, we all get IBS sometimes. And she's like, are you talking about irritable bowel syndrome? I was like, no, irritable brain syndrome. So now in passing, I'm just going to try and say IBS regularly and make it stick. Like, yeah, dude. I'm gonna be like, hey, what's going on? You got a little IBS going on?
I mean, it could be good.
And it could be just, well, yeah, I'm irritated.
Okay.
It's going to work. Don't worry.
I think I got a little IBS after that conversation. But I'm bumped.
Ooh.
I guess I could have hit it.
Maybe I was reaching. I don't know. It sounded a lot better when we talked about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
No, it's probably great in the moment. Outside the moment.
It's already
All right, so do you want to talk about good old plantar fascias?
Yeah, that's relevant.
All right. Amari Cooper, the number one wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
And their
possible $40 million quarterback.
Because
Dak Prescott turned down $30 million for 40. We will save a lot of that for when Eric gets back, because I just want to hear his takes.
Idiot. He's high. He is high.
But Amari Cooper's got, it's not a plantar fascia injury, it's just a sore plantar fascia.
What does that normally lead to, Brad?
Well, they say it's only a few week recovery, but if we've learned anything from foot problems, Antonio Gates had this a while back, and he was not really right.
Julio Jones.
AJ Green had this issue, too. Mm-hmm. Can't remember his plantar fascia.
Greg Olsen had last year.
Tore his plantar fascia. The injury could be a sign for something worse, but right now it's not actually injured. It's just sore.
Yeah.
So they're being cautious, holding him out. I know you're not taking Amari Cooper anyway, so this really doesn't affect you at all.
It affects people, though. I mean,
if Zeke comes back, does this affect Zeke, though? without having that deep threat wide receiver.
Right now, he's going 32nd, 31 overall in drafts. That makes a big difference. And then you saw what the effect that Amari Cooper had whenever he came to the team last year, opened things up a little bit more for Zeke. I think it has a huge effect on the offense. The only plus is that Michael Gallup is turning into a pretty good receiver now, and Randy's there, Randy Cobb. He seems to have a little bit of a connection with
if
that
$40 million. If he's healthy, too. Let's be honest. Randall Cobb hasn't had a healthy season in like 4 years.
But. Yeah, but he's got a connection with that $40 million quarterback.
Okay. I mean, we have Amari Cooper. It's something to watch. Right now, honestly, it's not swaying me either way because he's not a guy I'm high on to begin with. Mm. But that. Antonio Brown. So the helmet case came back. They said, no, you're not wearing this helmet. So he showed back up to camp. He's going to wear the approved NFL helmet.
Ugh.
He is at camp, but I'm not sure. He dressed for the last game, but he didn't play on Thursday.
Well, yeah, because of them feet.
But he dressed for the game, which is a good sign. So hopefully this week he's back. He's out there actually practicing with Derek Carr.
So
he's still running and he's still fast. I've been watching Hard Knocks. Yeah. And he is still fast. His trainer's trying to tell him to slow down when they're doing work. He's like, I know this. You don't like doing this, but you need to bring it down. You're going too fast. Because they're trying to bring it back.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because what happened to his feet? I heard the whole story. He told us the whole story in Hard Knocks.
It's disgusting, but.
He came out of the thing. His feet were burning. They were on fire. He went to a surgeon. They had to cut it open to let the pus and stuff ooze out. And now he says his feet are getting like circumcised because the skin got cut off. And he's having to grow fresh skin underneath, and the old skin's like falling off.
It's disgusting.
But that's what he's going through. He's like, maybe I'll get some new skin and be a little faster.
He's an idiot. He's a total moron.
He's not a moron. He's a really good football player.
Yeah, that's why he's still in the league, is because he's still good. No, he's a psychopath. I got nothing for it. But he's still a great player, so draft him. Go for it. His ADP looks real good.
Yeah, you taking him in the second round?
Right now, he's slipped even in 12 league teams.
Oh, sorry, third round.
Third round. Yeah, hell yeah.
Into the third round, you'll grab him in a heartbeat? Two running backs and AB as your number one wide receiver?
Hell yeah, I will.
So Melvin Gordon, Zeke, and AB?
Oh, I feel great about it. That's a risky move
there. That's a dice roll team?
Cool. Dude. And that's not far off because Melvin Gordon right now is 29th with his ADP. We'll get into ADPs more, but yeah, dude, I'm all over that.
Yeah, we'll talk about some this or that. I'll do a little bit of, would you rather have this guy? I'll do some like comparing ADPs.
You get with this or you could get with that.
Yep. All right. Andrew Luck.
Mm.
So Ursa came out and said that it's a small bone injury. They came out and said it's not a bone injury. It's an ankle sprain. Now it's not a high ankle sprain. It's a calf injury. They are guardedly optimistic that he'll be ready for week one.
This is all bad, Brad.
Do you think he plays week one?
I have no clue, dude.
You got to say yes or no right now.
Yes.
Do you think he plays at all this season?
Yeah. I think he'll play week one, and I think he'll play
this season. This gives me a lot of nightmares of 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're being so vague about what's actually going on with Andrew Luck. I don't want to put my eggs in that basket.
And honestly, I don't even care that he's not at camp because most of these players, other than the rookies he's played with, he's good.
Right now, his ADP is 69 overall.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little later. And
I don't want that.
No, I don't want it either. But if it falls a little more, maybe you do.
All right.
Okie dokie. Andrew Luck, not good. Keenan Allen. So, Josh, what's up with Keenan Allen?
He had a little bit of an ankle injury, but it's not serious. They're just going to hold him out the rest of the preseason. He won't be back on the field till week one, which could be good or bad.
This is another soft tissue injury. He's had a lot of soft tissue injuries.
Yeah, well, you know, he's fine. He's going to be fine. I need him, so he'll be fine.
You need him.
Yeah, he'll go out there, and he's a gamer.
If he misses time, if you go on Sleeper right now, Travis Benjamin's the number one added player.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just because people are thinking he could be a gadget guy.
Well, they already got Mike Williams.
They do, but they don't have Hunter Henry would probably fill the Keenan Allen role.
Yeah, which he's going to be taking some of them targets anyway.
But if Keenan Allen's out and Melvin Gordon's out and, oh my God.
You better go get you some
Hunter Henry. Who's the safety?
Darwin James.
We just talked about it 5 minutes ago. Darwin James, if they're out, Chargers team isn't going to be as good.
Well, you better go get you some Hunter Henry for sure.
Oh, yeah. Hunter Henry.
Sure.
And we'll get in the running backs. Speaking of Melvin Gordon, he is prepared to miss games.
So this is what we talked about last week. I genuinely think that he might not play at all this season.
Well, this report is a lot different than what we heard before. Before it was just, he'll wait. But if he prepared himself, if like we talked about, like what Le'Veon Bell did, where him and his agent sat down, they made a plan to do this. The problem with him holding out this year, he holds out this year. They can still franchise tag him next year. Or even if he plays this year, they can franchise tag him next year. And then the year after, the NFL Players Association is already sending out stuff for players to prepare for the lockout for the next season. So then you put him on the wrong side of the 30 after a lockout year. He's
doing what he believes is smart. Melvin Gordon's not one of these younger guys. He's already 26 years old.
No, and I'm not saying there's anything not smart about what he's doing. I'm just saying dynasty outlook and stuff like that, it starts to worry me as a fantasy owner. Real life football, I understand what he's doing. I'm 100% okay with what he's doing because you got to make your money now because once he hits 31, that paycheck that's there now is not going to be there later.
Yeah, absolutely.
They really need to work on rookie deals. Rookie deals probably should not be 5 years with the fact that they already had to play 3 to 4 years
in college.
Well,
this is what the vets wanted, remember? The vets were the one negotiating the whole thing because they didn't want those rookies to come in like Sam Bradford and screw up the salary.
But they didn't want them for 5 years. No. They wanted them slotted, just like the NBA. But like the NBA only does three-year contracts with options on the end, but the options jump up ridiculously.
If you stay with the same team. Yeah, so I think that the next CBA will look a little bit more similar to what the NBA has.
Shorter contracts, yes.
Shorter contracts, things like that, but it's still going to be in favor of veterans as opposed to rookies because we saw what happened before when the rookies didn't have anything, and then you started getting these ridiculous contracts for guys who'd never played in the league.
No, and they were guaranteed money too, which make them mad. But I could see them doing the same thing they're doing now, but instead of being 4-year deals with a 5th-year option, being 3-year deals with a 4th-year option.
Yeah, or even 2 threes maybe.
Well, first-round picks will probably still be 4 years because teams won't control that first-round pick for a lot longer because reasons. But Melvin Gordon, if you are drafting him, prepare to take Eckler or Justin Jackson. And we'll talk about the ADPs here in a little bit.
Absolutely.
And speaking of Eckler and Justin Jackson, if Melvin Gordon doesn't play, they are saying that it's going to be a 50-50 split between the two.
Gross. That's what we want to hear. That's exactly what we want to hear.
Do you believe it's going to be a 50-50 split?
No, because what happened last year in the couple games, I think it was week 14 and 15 when Melvin sat out, Eckler got almost twice as many touches as Jackson. Now, Jackson was the rookie.
And Eckler got hurt, too, though. And then Jackson came in the next game and got almost all the touches.
Well, we already know Eckler is pseudo in the doghouse because he fumbled on the goal line.
Yeah, but the last game they did have him, he got majority of the work.
Yes. I still think it's Eckler's job to lose, but it's not pretty. Whenever they say 50-50 split, you don't want to hear that. You don't.
And this coaching staff is the coaching staff that drafted Justin Jackson.
Yeah.
They didn't bring Austin Eckler in. I mean,
that's what you want is their RBBC. That's what you really want for your fantasy team.
What's an RBBC again?
Running back by committee.
Oh, that's sorry.
Not the other thing.
Okay. Zeke is in back down to 220. Is that 225?
He's in Cabo, dude.
Yeah. He's down in Cabo, got down to 225. It's the lowest he's weighed since his rookie year.
Best shape of his life. That's what he said.
Well, I don't know. He looked pretty good in Ohio State with those crop tops.
Dude, I'm saying. Best shape of his life. He's down there. He's not just drinking margaritas and hanging out. Drinking hurricanes like he's in
New
Orleans.
He goes down there to work out. That's what he says. I mean.
Well, obviously, he is.
He's down there working out. And it's Mexico, so the NFL's testing you for drug thing probably isn't as prevalent down there. You know they're coming. Not saying that he's using anything he's not supposed to be using, but cannabis is a better healing agent than some other things, so...
Treat yourself, Zeke.
I'm saying he might be using purely to keep his body right.
Yeah, he's just HGH and stuff. Treat yourself.
Not HGH. I'm talking about just, you know, using cannabis outside of painkillers because the dude's carried the ball more than anybody else over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I'm on painkillers right now, and trust me when I tell you I would much rather be on marijuana. Yeah. But one's illegal and one's not.
Exactly. All right, and then Drake. Not the artist Drake, but Kenyon Drake.
Mm.
is in a walking boot. They say it's not serious, but they are going to hold him out the rest. There's no structural damage to his foot, but Kalen Ballage is lighting it up.
Ballage is cashing in.
Are you nervous that he's going to be the starter? If you're a Drake Hunter, would you be nervous?
Dude, this sucks. And the reason it sucks is because we really thought, and I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm like against Alabama players, but I think Kenyon Drake has legitimate opportunity. I thought this was going to be his year, dude. He's going to break out. But
he's never won a starting job, though. In his whole career, he's never won a starting job.
And if he keeps, if Ballage keeps crushing it, he's still not going to win the starting job. He's going to be that third down back again.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but right now, Kalen Ballage is really performing well. Running back's an easy position to learn. So it's his second year in the same offense, or it's in a new offense. So both of them have kind of equal ground here. And
Ballage, both of them have something to prove.
Yeah, Ballage is showing what he's got.
Ballage flashed a little bit last year. He's flashing a little bit in preseason. He's looking good in camp. I still think it's Kenyon Drake's job as of now, but
you got to pay close attention.
Yeah.
You also got to pay close attention. Did you see how great Kyler Murray did yesterday?
Well, that offensive line is horrendous.
Horrible.
And the Raiders, John Gruden said, bring the house. We blitzing.
Yeah, and Kyler Murray did not know what to do.
No. In a preseason game, they're blitzing like crazy.
Yeah, good for him.
If you watch Hard Knocks, he is not a happy camper about being a bad team last year.
He's not happy.
We make jokes that Chucky's, you know, taking this 10-year, $100 million thing and just taking it to the bank. But watching Hard Knocks, he's pretty serious about this.
Yeah, good. That's what you want to see. Any more news?
Yeah, last thing. Carlos Hyde's on the roster bubble, according to a local reporter out of Kansas City.
No way.
Didn't have him on the – I mean, I don't think this – I think this is more just a guy trying to, you know, get his article to sell. Yeah, what do you think? I think he's fine to be the backup to Damian Williams.
This is wild speculation.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll make the team just fine. The problem that he has is that if he's a backup, like – unlike a lot of backups in the NFL, he doesn't play special teams, and that does kind of knock you down a little bit if you aren't. But we've heard good things from Andy Reid. I'm not worried about this right now. I think Hyde's fine. He's a lock for a roster spot. Maybe not fantasy production right now, but he's a wait-and-see, hold-on guy if you have him deep on your bench.
This thing is getting muddy, man.
It is.
Damian Williams.
And before Darwin we get, we'll talk about that when we get into the ADP. Because we can. We'll have plenty of things to talk about with that because he is right there in the second round, I think. I can't even find him. Oh, yeah, he's in third round now. FSA, Josh, what's been going on with the FSA over there?
FSA just had their lottery. I got ninth.
How did they do the draft order? We were talking about draft order. How did they do theirs?
It was really interesting the way the FSA did it, and it was really cool because Brian goes on Facebook Live and he advertises how he does this thing. And what he does is he draws a name out of a helmet. He has all original XFL helmets, by the way, which is an awesome collection to have. And he did it out of the XFL championship game helmet. He drew a name, and then what happens is that he rolls a dice to see what spot you go in. But then after that, he rolled an action dice. And then it would be like, okay, well, you would swap spots with another person, whatever. So what ended up happening is it's very rare that you stay in the spot that you get drafted in. And I ended up with the ninth seed. I did not move because I was one of the last names drawn out of that.
But you had to watch the whole time.
Yeah,
because even though you got yours, you couldn't just like dip out.
No, it was cool, man. I really enjoyed it.
Kept you interested in the whole time.
I thought Brian did a great job. FSA is doing some amazing stuff. So hit up fsa-fr.com.
Even just to ask him how to do a draft order, because it looks like he's got some nice ways if you're doing with a lot of away teams. Because we've actually talked about doing something similar in ours.
You're talking about a guy who's been doing it since 93 right there. So he's got some plenty of ideas, a lot of good stuff coming out of there. So hit him up. You can find him and many other veterans and veteran-owned websites at VRV.com. It's Veterans Referring Veterans. My buddy Justin owns that, and he's hooked us up with so many great companies. That's how we were able to do our giveaways earlier in the year. We're probably going to do some more as the season starts. So hit those up, fsa-fr.com and VRV.com. Veterans Referring Veterans.
Great stuff over there. The links are in the podcast description, so
cool.
Check them out, guys. All right, let's get into some ADP. We're going to start off in the first round. I kind of don't want to do this. We're going to base it off 10-team leagues. All right. I know a lot of people play in 12, but some people play in 8, some people play in less, whatever. We're going to base it off 10, mostly for us, just so we can keep track of what round we're in without having to try to do public math here.
Yeah, because our third wheel backed out on us. We're used to it. Current Pat used to do it to us. Yeah.
Whatever. Got some flakes over here.
Yeah.
So we'll just start off with the first round. Saquon Barkley, still number one. He's actually pretty much a clear number one, really, when you look at average. You know, his average is 1.5, but the other guys are all in the twos.
Yeah, for me, I think Alvin Kamara is my number one now.
Okay, so let's just go, I'll do the top four right now. So Saquon Barkley, then Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, then David Johnson's up to four now. And you said Alvin Kamara won. I'm actually on board with you with that. Alvin Kamara's won. I think he's in the most proven offense. That's what worries me about Saquon. The biggest is he has a bad offensive line, questionable quarterback play.
Not if Daniel Jones
hasn't looked bad in the preseason, but it's still preseason. I don't want to jump on
it. He looked good again tonight.
Nathan Peterman looked good in preseason. He went 7-for-7 the other day.
That's true.
And those weren't interceptions.
Whew. Well, he's used to throwing about five of those.
Christian McCaffrey, I'm not a huge – he runs the ball just fine. He gets his touches. I'm worried now. There were reports that Carolina's looking to sign a goal line back. I mean, they have Cam Newton, who's their goal line back, but they're looking at it. Maybe they sign J.J.
That's possible. If they sign J.J., he's going to lose that goal line work, but he wasn't getting a ton of it anyway.
No, and I worry because Cam's deep ball's back from reporters that are watching him in camp. And last year, Christian McCaffrey was awesome because Cam didn't really have the arm strength to go deep. So he was doing a lot shorter passes. It was his best completion percentage of his career.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it helps Christian McCaffrey. We can all say it, you know, whatever, but when he's going short, the best receiver they have for short yardage is Christian McCaffrey.
So we'll say these three. We know that these three are going to be the first three off the board in some form or fashion, unless Zeke is signed on to play. Right now, this is the way things sit. So we're both saying we want Kamara 1, Barkley 2, and McCaffrey 3. Or do you even want McCaffrey 3?
I would take McCaffrey and probably 2. He's in a better offense than Saquon. I am nervous as hell about a sophomore slump from Saquon Barkley because of the offensive line.
Yeah, you can't go.
They did not improve their offensive line at all, and that scares me to death. And like you said, he had a lot of games where he didn't get 60 yards rushing.
He just broke off.
And he got saved from some Odell Beckham touchdown passes.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like this top three. I don't think you can really go wrong with any of them.
And then four was David Johnson.
The fourth one is where things get a little squirrely for me.
Okay, so let's four is David Johnson. Five, Nuke. I'm going to do the rest of the 10 here.
Okay.
So David Johnson, 4. DeAndre Hopkins, 5. Zeke is still sitting at 6. Davante Adams, 7. Lev Bell, 8. Michael Thomas, 9. And Julio at 10. So that is rounding out our first round.
Yeah, okay.
Only three running backs there, which is really kind of surprising because it's changed a lot since the last time we were on here talking.
David Johnson right there, man. I don't feel good about that at all.
Because that offensive line is no better, and that's what scares me.
Because you got to think right here, you're normally, despite the contract situations, you'd be looking at Zeke and Melvin Gordon right there. And then David Johnson would be 6 or 7.
He'd probably be after the wide receivers.
Yeah,
and you would have the people that are taking wide receivers now.
Yeah, and you would feel pretty good about where you're taking him. I don't feel good about taking David Johnson at 4. It's a new offense. I know that last year it was an outlier and whatever, but...
So if you're setting at 4...
I'm not taking David Johnson.
Would you take a wide receiver?
No, I'm taking Zeke.
Zeke? You think Zeke's going to play this year?
I'm taking Zeke or I'm taking... Well, if Zeke's there, I'm taking him, but if not, I'll go down the Le'Veon Bell.
So at 5, you're still taking running back before you take DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah. I am.
I don't know. I might go DeAndre Hopkins there. And this is PPR, by the way, too. That's why Michael Thomas is up here. If we go to standard, I'm pretty sure Michael Thomas is going to fall down out of the top 10, just the way it goes. What about these wide receivers, though? Nuke, clear, and far above the rest of the guys, correct? No question about that. You have no issue with him getting taken at 6, like, or 5, right?
I don't have.
You understand why people do it. It's not your strategy. It's not so much my strategy. But you know what you're getting with DeAndre Hopkins.
You know what you're getting, yes. And that.
And there's no Brock Osweiler to ruin anymore.
Yes, that is true.
But what about Davante Adams, Michael Thomas, and Julio Jones? Are you surprised that Julio is behind those guys?
No, he's 30. The biggest thing that you have to remember is, what are these running backs going to do for you? That, how much are they really going to separate themselves?
The running backs or the wide receivers?
So how much are the wide receivers really going to separate themselves from the running backs? So let's just look at it real quick. So Alvin Kamara last year finished with 354 points. DeAndre Hopkins, 333. But then Devontae Adams, 329. Zeke, 329. Tyreek Hill, 328. Julio Jones, 325. So they're all pretty close, man. And that's the thing is, like, we sit there and we say, well, you got to have a running back. You got to have a running back. But really, if you get one of these stud wide receivers,
you don't need one.
You don't need it. It's just as good. So that was something that I always kind of thought was a misnomer. And it was something that I didn't really fully understand when I started playing fantasy football, is that if you get a DeAndre Hopkins, you get a Devontae Adams or a Michael Thomas, those are still great picks in the first round.
And sometimes they're safer picks.
They are.
Because look, last year, the number two overall pick was Le'Veon Bell. He set out.
I fully expect Julio Jones to have a great year. We know he's going to play. We know him and Matt Ryan have a connection. He's actually been in this offense before, which is great for both of them. Julio Jones, the only reason...
I think he's my number two wide receiver.
Behind Nuke.
Yes.
So if you look in the top 24 picks, he's the only one that's over 30. That tells you how good he is.
But I don't mind so much that he's over 30.
I don't either.
As a wide receiver. And even as a running back, if you're talented, you're talented. In that offense, he's in the same offense or a similar offense that he's been in before. If he got more touchdowns last year, he would have been by far, he would have been right there with Nuke.
Yes.
He led the league in yards last year. I think he was second in receptions to Michael Thomas. He was right up there either way. He was up there in every statistical category except for touchdowns. So I'm not worried about Julio Jones. I think he has less question marks than Devontae Adams, who's in a new offense. Matt LaFleur is bringing a new offense there.
They finished 4 points away from each other last year. Devontae Adams had four more points than Julio Jones.
And he had probably a lot more touchdowns, right?
He had 13 touchdowns. Julio had 8.
Yep. So there, I mean.
But Julio had almost 300 more yards. He played the full 16 games. Devontae Adams only played 15. Their numbers are very similar, with the exception of Devontae Adams playing one less game. So if he played that game, which Devontae Adams is going to miss a game. We know that. He's got that pineapple head.
It wasn't a concussion last year, which is good. If he had another concussion, we'd probably have to worry about it. So in the first round, if you had to pick one of these guys to be a bust, who is it?
Out of these 10.
Out of these 10. First round bust.
So for me, it comes down to David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell.
Mine's David Johnson. He has the worst offensive line.
I feel the only reason I say Le'Veon Bell is because he did take a year away from football, and we know that Adam Gase is an idiot.
But he dropped those fire checks.
Yeah, so okay then. David Johnson.
Yeah, I think. Well, and also the draft price is a lot different too. I mean, I know it's only 4 picks, but in the first round, that's a lot.
Yeah, David Johnson was an RB1 last year. Did it feel like that?
No.
Damn sure didn't.
No. I think mine is David Johnson as well. If David Johnson was setting an 8 and Le'Veon Bell was setting at 4, I'd probably flip-flop my pick here. Honestly, yeah. That's the big difference. So we both think Alvin Kamara is going to be the best player out of this. So we're both saying we take him number one, right?
He's number one player.
Safest pick out of the first round.
I feel great about Alvin Kamara.
So let's get in the second round. At 11, we have James Conner.
Whew.
12, Odell Beckham.
That's a reach.
13, Nick Chubb. Oof. 14, Tyreek Hill. 15, Todd Gurley. 16, Juju. 17, Kelsey. 18, Dalvin Cook. 19, Mixon. 20, Evans. I know it's a lot of names, but
I love this. I feel like there's some real opportunity here.
And I think there's some real bust potential
here. Oh, yeah. So let's start with 11, James Conner. How do you feel about James Conner?
It's the Pittsburgh offense. It's Ben Roethlisberger, so you have to. They can't play 8 in the box on Ben Roethlisberger because he's going to throw the ball 40 times a game if you let him. So that will always help him. I'm not sure how he'll hold up for 16 full games as being the guy. Because even last year, we can say that he was the guy for 16 games. He played 16.
Yeah.
It was still Le'Veon Bell was in the waiting. And if you mess this up, Le'Veon Bell, there's no pressure on him to be the guy. If he messes up, he messes it up. It's not on him. You know? No, AB's gone. AB's distractions are gone.
They still have.
Big Ben going to point the finger at somebody.
And yeah, because you know he ain't going to point at himself.
Who's going to point it at? James Conner, the running back, right?
Yeah, or these young wide receivers.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have no problem with James Conner here because I would rather probably have Gurley.
For me, this is all upside, dude. For a guy that finished sixth in scoring and only played 13 games, this is – or sixth for running backs, just for running backs. He's going as the seventh running back being drafted. This is all gravy, dude.
So you would rather have him over Nick Chubb?
Yeah, I'd rather have him over David Johnson.
Okay.
I would.
No, I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that. I think he has a way better offensive line.
And that's – he didn't even rush for 1,000 yards last year. But you got to remember, we're talking PPR, and he had 55 receptions last year.
So if you started your draft, first two picks, I said you could have Julio Jones and James Conner or Alvin Kamara and Mike Evans. Which one would you rather have?
Jones and Conner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the difference is here is I took our first pick with the 20th pick and the 10 and 11.
Oh, yeah. Jones and Conner would be great.
Exactly. And that's just something like you got to look at when you're drafting.
Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. I think we're surprisingly deep at running back this year. And what I mean by that is I think once we get lower in our ADP, there's gonna be some guys who are like, oh, that guy, yeah, I feel good.
I think we got a lot of cream at the top. Mm-hmm. But I think it gets very muddy once you get underneath there.
Yeah.
So, and wide receiver, I think, is a lot different. I think wide receiver has a little thin slip of cream on top. A
little thin slip?
And then underneath, though, is just nice, crystal clear, with a lot of picks in there.
Where do you feel that your boy, OBJ, sits in that?
So, I honestly think this is too high because this puts him at the fifth wide receiver, right?
That's too high, dude.
It is. It's a new offense. He's got the hip issue. Hmm. I mean, I have him in Dynasty, so I'm all hands on deck with him. But
yeah,
in redraft, I'm probably not taking him there.
No.
I would take Nick Chubb over him. Tyreek Hill, I'm taking over him. And I think Tyreek Hill, as we get closer and closer, his ADP is going to creep him up into the first round because he's fighting that bad ADP from the offseason.
Yeah, and this is a guy that finished second or third in scoring. Third.
He's been in the top five the last 3 years.
Yeah, he's going to creep back up in there, which is fine because that means someone like Julio Jones will fall to the second round.
Exactly. I do see him jumping all the way up into close to the first round, if not higher than Odell. Odell's got the name value. He's got the Baker factor. He's got the Browns factor. I am super nervous about the Browns offense not being what it's supposed to be. They have some offensive line issues as well. We are looking at their skill position. They lost Joe Thomas. They've lost two other offensive linemen.
Pro Football Focus, when healthy, it rated their offensive line as one of the best in football. I think it was the best.
Okay, we'll see how it plays out.
So I know, I know, but like when I think of offensive line, I don't think of Cleveland's. I think of Dallas. I think of Pittsburgh.
I thought of Cleveland. I used to think of Cleveland all the time.
With Joe Thomas.
Back in the Joe Thomas days. And maybe my mind still just goes to Joe Thomas because watching for so long, he was so good. They produced, they made Trent Richardson, NFL leading runner. Peyton Hillis, they got him on the Madden cover. Yeah, like, look true. At some of these guys that were great running backs. Only one-year wonders, but they were great running backs for one that's year true. Behind that offensive line.
So, yeah, OBJ and Nick Chubb back-to-back. My problem with this is that we're going off of PPR. And if you're telling me Nick Chubb is 13, I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
You think it's too high?
I think it's too high. He can catch passes. But he did not catch a lot of passes last year. And now you got Jarvis Landry in the fold. You got Odell Beckham in the fold. Kareem Hunt will come back after the 8-game stretch.
Do you think Kareem Hunt is anything this year?
I don't know. I don't think he's going to have the kind of impact that people think. They got rid of Duke Johnson for a reason, though. So maybe Nick Chubb really will be the guy.
I think he will be. I think they want him to be the guy. They're getting rid of everything. They have Kareem Hunt because it was stupid cheap. The GM that signed him as a GM that drafted him in Kansas City, who probably likes him as a person, knows he made a mistake, and is about, you know, second chances.
But Freddie didn't draft him. Freddie
Kitchens didn't, you're right.
So he probably doesn't have any allegiance to him. Do you feel good about Nick Chubb there, or do you see some of these names below him, like Tyreek Hill, Todd Gurley, Juju.
So Gurley's the one that blows my mind here, because if Gurley's right, and we're starting to see reports that he's running at full speed and he's making the cuts, I still like Gurley a lot. I'd probably take Nick. If I'm in that place, though, that's hard, because if you take Gurley, you're waiting a while. I mean, I'd rather not take either one, but.
Said he's running 21 miles an hour, bro.
What?
Said he's running 21 miles an hour, bro.
That's quick, baby.
That's fast.
It's fast.
It's real fast.
Yeah, I still might go Chubb. I don't know. Tyreek Hill, though, I think he's the best wide receiver in this group. Talent-wise, you don't have to like him. You don't have to say
anything. No. I'm not talking about that. I do think he's an incredible wide receiver. I think Juju's a better wide receiver. Tyreek Hill's just so fast.
And he's in a better offense.
Yeah.
That I know he's going to get the ball. I don't know if Juju's going to take over Antonio Brown's role. I see Juju doing the same role he did last year, for sure.
Which is great.
But now he's the one. He wasn't the one last year.
No, but James Washington had a great first preseason game.
Yeah, but now we're talking about the number one corner goes. When they play shadow games and there's somebody shadowing, they're shadowing Juju. They're not shadowing AB anymore.
That's true.
And that's a big difference. Michael Irvin, you say it. Anybody can be my number two. It's a lot different being the number one.
That's true.
Because they had all the guys that would be number two wide receivers go out and get paydays.
So you think Juju could fall off?
I don't think he can fall. I think he'll still be – they got him at wide receiver seven. I think he can still sit there at wide receiver seven on sheer volume alone.
Okay.
And they have the receptions to go around because Jesse James and Ambi are gone, so those receptions have to go somewhere because we all know Big Ben's going to throw that rock.
A lot.
Travis Kelce, obviously we both think it's way too high, but you think he's the number one tight end this year? Like in fantasy,
yeah, he'll be number one tight end. He's still number one tight end.
Dalvin Cook, I know you hate him just because you're worried about the injuries. Talent wise, you think he's a great talent.
I think he's very talented. I like him better talent wise than I do Joe Mixon, who's next on our list, but I don't.
Mixon's offensive line has had another lineman retire. They've had two offensive linemen retire this offseason for injury-related issues.
That's not good.
And they lost another one free agency. So that offensive line is in kind of shambles too.
Which could be good for PPR though.
But the coach has said he's going to scheme his way out of it.
I
don't like hearing that.
I don't either, dude. Joe Mixon, for me, I'd rather have him than Dalvin Cook. But
so who's your top running back in this second round? Chubb, Gurley. Gurley by far.
So let's pick one besides Gurley, because we
I think we both are on board with being okay with taking
Gurley.
Yeah,
let's pick one besides Gurley.
I'm going Chubb.
But you don't feel good about it.
I could see any of these guys jumping in the top five wide receiver. Running back.
For me it would have been easily Mixon, but with that offensive line, it matters.
Juju's your number one wide receiver?
No, Tyreek Hill is still my number one wide receiver.
Okay, I thought okay.
No. I'm not going to let personal bias get in the way of.
Well, I thought earlier you said that he was the more talented one.
I think he is more talented, but the offense.
Okay, who's your bust out of the second round? If you had to pick a bust, Dalvin Cook.
There's a couple guys for me. It could be OBJ based on ADP only, or. I'm going to go with Dalvin Cook because I feel like that's more of a sure thing.
Mine is Travis Kelce.
You don't think he would perform to the same level?
He had 294 points last year.
Okay.
It puts him at the 23rd player. Puts him in another round down. You're taking guys.
How many points did he have?
294, which I guess once you take quarterbacks out, that jumps him in there.
So that puts him above Mike Evans.
What?
It puts him above Mike Evans.
It does, but we're talking about tight end, and this year I think we're way better at tight end this year than we have been in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So I think I don't go for a tight end there. Not that he'll be a bust at tight end, but he'll be a bust compared to the rest of the people drafted.
It's always good to have a good tight end, but it's always good to get that guy in the sixth round.
Exactly.
It's because you want to be the guy who's on the Zach Ertz train, who's on the Travis Kelce train.
George Kittle.
When they pop. Not
Eric Ebron last year. If you got those guys and you didn't have to pay up for them, you were way better than the guy who had to pay up for them.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the Gronk train.
And if Kelce has missed games.
Yeah.
He also has attitude issues where he punches people in the wiener.
Yep. Okay, there's some hard busts in this next group.
Okay, the third round. This is the this is where we're going to get kind of like iffy. So Keenan Allen, 21. His is probably going to fall a little bit because of the injury.
I feel good about that, though.
Kerryon Johnson, Adam Thielen, Damian Williams, Antonio Brown, Patrick Mahomes, first quarterback, T.Y. Hilton, Leonard Fournette, Melvin Gordon, who's out, so his might keep falling too. And then Aaron Jones. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Melvin Gordon? Let's just start with Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
Do you think neither one of us think he's – well, I'm starting to get with he's not going to play this year unless he gets a new deal. I think you're riding hard with that. So if we had to pick a bus out of here straight up, we're probably taking Melvin Gordon, right?
Right now, yeah. Because I think he might not play at all.
Exactly.
And but my second bust would be Damian Williams.
Okay. Not Patrick Mahomes?
No.
I mean, he could still be the number one quarterback, but
– yeah.
He's my bust for the same reason Travis Kelce. You're overpaying for a position that you don't need to overpay for.
So are you good? So I feel good about Keenan Allen right there at 21. I think that's a solid pick. Kerryon, however, at 22. I don't like that.
Too high?
I think it is. I would rather have Leonard Fournette, Devonta Freeman.
Would you take Kerryon over any of the running backs in the prior round? Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon.
I would take him. I'd take him over Cook.
Okay. I just want to.
But that's the only one.
Okay.
But that's more personal bias.
Well, yeah, I know he's an Auburn alum.
No. It's for the injuries.
Well, Kerryon's not been a picture perfect health.
Well, he's only played one season. So.
Okay. So we have, like we said, Keenan Allen in PPR. He's great. But again, he misses games as well. He missed games. He didn't miss games. He had that Baltimore game where he started and got lit up. Which, whatever, it happens. It's football, and he's goose-egged you. I think me and you were playing each other in two different leagues, and we both had him in a league.
Yeah.
So it didn't really bite either one of us in the butt, but.
That was fun. We should not do that again.
Kerryon Johnson, I honestly am a little bit worried about the C.J. Anderson. They got him as insurance. Because it wasn't like C.J. Anderson didn't come off a terrible year. He had a great end of the season last year.
I know that was schemed.
It was 100%, but whatever. I know you don't like Adam Thielen. I saw the look on your face.
No, I'm looking at the numbers right now for Adam Thielen. It's really not as bad as...
His drop-off was a lot, but that's because his first half was ridiculous. Like, I started looking at it because I just made a trade.
He only had two games in single digits.
In PPR, yeah.
So, right now where he's being drafted as the wide receiver 11, or 10, excuse me, he's right on that fringe range. I'd rather have him. I think he's a little more consistent than T.Y. Hilton.
And when we talk about people shadowing, they shadow Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. I feel good about where Adam Thielen is. I think Diggs is a better value.
Because he's later still.
Because he's later.
Even crazier. Damian Williams, I think we're both really fading on. I like this ADP way better than it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm drinking the Faderade, dude.
2 weeks ago, he was almost a first-round pick.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that.
How old is Damian Williams? 27 years old? He's a 27-year-old running back who's never won a starting job. Does that work out for a lot of people?
No.
Exactly. I mean, he's on the Chiefs' offense. If he was on any other offense with what he did last year at the end of the year, we would not even be talking with him here.
Yeah.
He reminds me of that 1 year Jay Ajayi had.
Or that... There's a lot of 1 year wonders.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of guys that flashed...
He couldn't even beat Jay Ajayi for the job in Miami. So,
Antonio Brown. How do you feel about him going in the third round?
That is great value.
So if you went running back, got yourself a Gurley and a, I don't know, you might even got you a Gurley and Kamara. Oh, could you? Because there will be leagues where probably.
I would throw up all over the place.
And you had AB.
I would throw up all over the place.
Because if you look at that, Antonio Brown was the first pick overall a couple years ago as wide receiver.
He is so crazy. Derek Carr will throw him the ball out of being terrified.
Scared for his life.
Yeah, just for being scared of Antonio Brown. I would love this ADP. If he falls to the third round to us in any league I'm with you in, we're both going to be shooting for him. I guarantee I will be.
Unless I, for some reason, went wide receiver, which I don't see myself doing. But if I did that, then maybe.
This can't stay this way.
I think as he comes back to camp, his is going to shoot up as well. Once he starts practicing, his is going to go up. Patrick Mahomes, Neither one of us touched him.
Gross.
But he's going to go there in almost all your leagues, probably, if you're playing with people. He's going to go. Somebody's going to take him the first round, second round. That's what's going on here. Some people might wait and take him fourth or fifth round. Would you take Mahomes in the fifth round?
If he's in the fifth, yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's not be stupid.
But that's early as you could. Fourth round?
No.
Okay. T.Y. Hilton. With Andrew Luck being hurt, are you super nervous staying away from T.Y.?
Hell yeah. If Andrew Luck is not playing, we got that year. Remember that? Remember when Jacoby Brissett was the starter?
He had a couple flash games, but it wasn't nothing consistent.
No. If we don't know that Andy Luck is healthy, you better stay the hell away from Indy's receivers, their tight ends, their maybe even the running backs. Just stay away. That offense is not the same without Andrew Luck.
Okay. Leonard Fournette's next with Melvin Gordon, Aaron Jones. We already talked about Melvin Gordon. Leonard Fournette, Aaron Jones. You're high on Leonard Fournette. I think I'm kind of high, too.
Great value.
Big there. Dick Nick is going to spread the defense out.
Big Dick just spread it all over the place.
I think it helps. As long as Leonard Fournette keeps his head on straight. That's honestly all it is.
Yeah.
And when they were winning, he was a lot better. Last year when they were losing, winning fixes a lot of things, right?
Cures a lot of ills.
All right.
Aaron Jones... To me, you still have to pay close attention to on Aaron Jones because
new coaches. I don't know what to do with Matt LaFleur.
Well, that's what we got to pay attention right now in preseason. He didn't play tonight in preseason or last night, excuse me. And I didn't see Jamal Williams play either. I need to go back and check that. But
well, they're doing with the Bears. The Bears aren't playing anybody either.
It's that all important third game, right?
Yes, that dress rehearsal game where they'll play a quarter. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers will play. We'll see if he even plays a snap. I don't think they want to risk it.
I don't think he will. There's no need.
Let's get into the fourth round, though. There's some nice little treats here in the fourth round.
So who are we taking as our bust and our...
Didn't we do that already? We kind of said Melvin Gordon, then I said Patrick Mahomes, and you said Damian Williams. We did it, but we started it with bust.
Okay, so who's our steal, then?
The steal of this round? It's AB.
It's AB.
I mean, if he's back practicing.
For me, it's AB or Lenny.
Yeah, if AB's practicing in full go, I'm... Not scared of that at all. All right. Fourth round. We got Devontae Freeman.
Ooh.
Amari Cooper. Zach Ertz. Then George Kittle. David Montgomery.
Easy.
Marlon Mack.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs. All right. Julian Edelman.
Okay.
Josh Jacob Jingleheimer Smith. Okay. And Chris Carson.
All right.
This is a big, running backs here? Where people are starting to load up on the running backs?
Friggin' risks here, dude.
Just to keep this, Chris Carson is the 21st running back off the board. Julian Edelman's the 15th wide receiver. This shows you the difference of what we think, what is getting drafted. There's been six more running backs taken than wide receivers when you're done with the fourth round.
Which lets me know that I am going running back, possibly running back again.
Because they're going to be... Filtering out.
And around this range, I want nothing to do with these running backs.
Not even David Montgomery.
No, not at this ADP.
Fourth round, you're not okay with him?
No.
If you went running back, then a wide receiver, and you had him as your third running back, where you may play him, may not have to play him.
When I'm looking, so we're assuming Devonta
Freeman's Tariq Cohen's not going to be the lead back there.
No. But we're assuming that Devonta Freeman's already gone. I would rather have Stephon Diggs or Julian Edelman in PPR than David Montgomery.
Even if you already have Antonio Brown or Keenan Allen?
We're talking about value.
I'm just saying if you already have one really good wide receiver.
Well, the thing is, okay, so Devonta Freeman, I think this is incredible value for him.
Where his health is our only concern with Devonta Freeman, right?
Yeah, but now we saw what's going to happen. Ito Smith ain't stealing shit.
No.
He ain't going to steal any carries.
He's
going to
be like Maurice Claret trying to steal half a meal from McDonald's.
He ain't stealing nothing. I don't personally want Amari Cooper. I'm not taking a tight end, so that takes off Cooper, Ertz, Kittle for me right there. And then Marlon Mack is going to possibly split in work now that Deontay Foreman showed up in town. That's a whole crazy muddy situation. Then you got Diggs, Edelman, Jacobs, and Carson. Jacobs is a rookie in Oakland. Chris Carson is going to get 2/3 of the work right now, but they got nothing in him. So Rashad Penny's there. He's probably going to take over at some point. This is a very muddy round.
Very much.
To me, it's a running back. It's either going to be Devonta Freeman or I'm going to shoot for one of these wide receivers that I like. That's it.
Stephon Diggs. As long as you don't have Thielen on your team, which
yeah,
you probably don't
Diggs
have.
Or Edelman, I feel great about those.
Edelman's
guys.
The safest play here, right? He's yeah. the safest. Of this group, he is the safest. He is your 12 to 15 points a game.
And he's the oldest player selected up to this point. 33
okay.
years
old. Yeah.
But he takes HGH, so it's fine.
I do like Devonta Freeman, but like you said, he's the first one off the board, so chances are he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
He might even go earlier because people go a little more running back heavy. The tight ends here, I could see in some drafts you're in, a third tight end get taken in this round.
But
I'm not saying it will happen, but you know how tight end runs happen.
I really feel like Kittle and Ertz are going to fall off this year.
I worry about Kittle's injuries because last year he played hurt a lot because they needed him to.
Yeah.
They added a lot of receivers this year to counteract that.
And Ertz, he's going to lose work to Goddard. I don't care what anyone says. Dallas Goddard is too talented for them not to give him the ball.
Didn't he go to the same school as Carson Wentz as well? South Dakota State? One of them went South Dakota State, I know that. The other one might have went North Dakota State.
I can't recall.
Or they played for the same offense coach or something like that. There's a very big...
Dallas Goddard... He's too good. Then he's going to take work from Zach Ertz. It's just inevitable.
And Zach Ertz hasn't been a picture perfect health either. Missed a few games.
So I expect Kittle for sure to fall off, but Ertz, I'm telling you, it's this year or next year when we're going to start to really see the downfall of Zach Ertz. I believe that.
And we didn't see Kittle with Jimmy Garoppolo, so that's a big question mark as well.
I mean, we saw him for like
a I mean, but it was
two games.
Three games. Three games. He got hurt in the third game or fourth game.
Tore that ACL real quick.
Well, David Montgomery is your biggest wild card here because we have no idea what to expect. Marlon Mack, I'm a little nervous with the signing of
Deonta Foreman.
And Nyheim Hines is still going to take passing down work because he's a great pass catcher and he shows flashes. Eric Ebron's still there. And if Andrew Luck's gone, they're going to load that box up and blitz the heck out of that team.
Yeah.
So Marlon Mack scares the crap out of me. Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer, Schmidt. I don't like this Raiders offense. I know we're high on AB, but that's only because he's in the third round. If he was in the second round, I don't think we want him.
No. And then Carson.
Carson is scary. I mean, he's probably the better running back right now between him and Penny.
Mm-hmm.
But that coaching staff drafted Penny with a first-round pick. And Pete Carroll does not like to be told he's wrong.
He doesn't.
So who's your bust out of this? Not counting the tight ends.
Amari Cooper? No, he'll probably finish around that, Jared, because of his stupid
Let's say game. He stays healthy. Let's say the plantar fascia doesn't
come. So I think it really could be Chris Carson.
Honestly, I think it's Josh Jacobs. I don't think he's ready to be a lead back on that team. I think they're going to be down a lot as well, too.
It could be any one of these guys. To me, the steal here is Diggs.
I'm going to say David Montgomery. I just want to keep it a little different. I think David Montgomery could be the best rookie running back. He says ADP is showing that people think he's going to be the best rookie running back.
It's possible. I don't doubt it.
Now, the thing is we don't like these running backs. The next round, we hate these running backs, except for maybe one, but I don't think we like having him on our team. So at 41, we have Brandon Cooks. 42, we have Derrick Henry.
Ugh.
43, Robert Woods. 44, Chris Godwin, who I love, but man, is that ADP getting a little too high.
It's creeping.
It's creeping up there. Mark Ingram at 45. Kenny Golladay at 46. Cooper Kupp at 47.
See Cups.
Philip Lindsay at 48. James White at 49. And AJ Green's at 50. I want to do something right here. I'm going to take out AJ Green and we're going to pencil in Josh Gordon here.
Okay.
Because I heard something I read on Twitter. I can't remember who posted it, but they said they would rather have Josh Gordon over Kenny Golladay right now. What do you think of that, Josh?
Don't be stupid.
I really want to get this far just for that.
Don't be stupid. Don't be an idiot. Kenny Golladay is the man in Detroit.
If Josh Gordon, let's say he gets cleared, plays the fourth preseason game, they do a couple drives with him and Tom Brady.
Don't be stupid.
Okay.
Don't be an idiot. Whoever said that's a moron. And I hope it wasn't someone I respect.
But do you understand why I'm swapping out Green for Josh Gordon? Yeah, okay. I think Josh Gordon's ADP will shoot him up here into the fifth round.
Okay.
And AJ Green's hurt. So I think we like AJ Green, but we have no idea about his injury.
I think it's funny that all three of the Rams guys are right here.
They're always right here.
Yeah, they're all, and they're all going to be around that wide receiver.
So you just went out and got Brandon Cooks.
I did. I overpaid for him.
Yes, because you had to. Because you were the defending champion in Dynasty League, and nobody was going to give you a wide receiver at a decent price.
Luckily, you came through.
Luckily,
I paid for it.
What'd you pay?
I gave up Nick Chubb and my first-round pick next year.
But then you think I overpaid to replace him, Cooks, at wide receiver.
Well, because you had...
3 1s, 3 2s, and 2 3s for next year.
Yeah, you had too many draft picks. But you gave up... What you gave up was Kenyon Drake, a first, a second, a third.
Yes.
To get Thielen. Who I think you should have went and got someone younger, personally.
But I'm trying to win now. I have a bunch of young wide receivers on my team that can show up. Mike Williams.
I think he's great. I might even try and flip Keenan Allen.
What?
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, so Brandon Cooks, he's 25. Great player there. I feel like that's great value for him. That's about – he's good price. Derrick Henry. Now, we've noticed Derrick Henry start to slip a little bit. What happened to all this? Derrick Henry is going to be the second coming of freaking – Eddie George and all this other crap. What's up with that? Why is he slipping, Brad? Someone explain it to me. Come on. No?
Wasn't he hurt?
No. No, he's not hurt.
Wasn't he in a walking boot for like
he's fine.
2 days? I mean, he was, right? That's probably why he slipped.
No. He slipped because people are no longer drinking that crappy Kool-Aid, and they realize he's going to suck, just like he always sucks in the beginning of the year. And then he gets strong as the season goes on because everyone else is banged up and his dumbass isn't because he's been playing like
crap. Is he Ron Dane?
What?
Is he Ron Dane?
Let's not insult Ron Dane like that.
That's not okay. Let's get this. Is he Ron Dane?
Yeah. I think so.
A little bit better. Maybe a little bit more talented, but very similar to Ron Dane. Who is the other big fat? Not fat, but
well, Henry's not fat. No, he's yoked.
Who's the other big running back that the Giants had? Not Ron Dane, the other one when they won the Super Bowl.
I don't remember.
I care, but he's just a big back that when the weather gets cold, I'd like to see him in a place like Buffalo because I think he could wreck house up there when it gets cold.
Yeah, they need another running back up there.
No, they don't. I'm just saying, like, Seattle, like, in those places where it gets cold, nasty weather, like, he could be great in those situations. Tennessee, I'm nervous because of quarterback play. I'm nervous because of offensive line play. I'm nervous because of wide receivers. I don't trust the wide receiver there.
This is all bad.
Mike Vrabel, I don't know.
I can't wait for Corey Davis to get traded and then have a great career somewhere else.
To the Patriots?
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Okay.
I need him in
Dynasty. So you don't like Derrick Henry. I'm okay with Derrick Henry in the fifth round. In the fifth round, unless you're having to start him.
Nope.
Robert Woods.
I like that.
And then Chris Godwin, who I love. And I said he's going to be the best Bucs wide receiver, so I got to say you got to take him here. But
and your fifth round pick?
Fifth round. But if he's fifth now, he's probably ADP is really a fourth.
Would you rather have him or Kenny G?
Godwin.
Him or Cup?
Godwin.
Green? AJ Green?
If Green was healthy, I'd take Green, but Green's not healthy, and I have no idea what's going on. So Godwin.
Okay.
Godwin's my favorite guy in this group. Barring Brandon Cooks.
I think we all got to have our guys. Like
honestly, the reason I almost didn't do the deal with you for Brandon Cooks is because Godwin was having to take his place in my lineup. And I was super nervous about that. Because as much as I'm high on him, the whole fantasy football community is high on him. And anytime everybody gets this high on somebody, it doesn't usually work out well.
Remember Devontae Parker?
That was Adam Gase.
No, you remember when he was supposed to have...
I mean, everybody was high on Saquon Barkley last year, too. I mean, and he worked out just fine. But we always talk about the negatives, so...
So, Chris Godwin, Mark Ingram, he's going to be my breakout here. Okay. I believe in Mark Ingram in this offense. I think he's going to show people what he's only 29 years old. I think this could be one of his last really good seasons. And I believe in Mark Ingram this year. I feel good about that. I think Kenny G, that's great value. Cooper Kupp, great value. Now, the next two guys, this is where things get a little iffy. Philip Lindsay and James White. Now, James White, where did he finish last year, Brad? Do you remember?
Wasn't he a top 10 running back?
Sure was. And you mean to tell me he's going in the fifth round? His ADP is 49? Yeah, I'll take that. But do you feel good about it?
Nope. I don't.
Nope.
But then again, when you take him or Derrick Henry, what's Derrick Henry probably not going to do? Catch the ball.
Nope.
What's James White only going to do?
He only catches the ball. Now, you got to remember, this is a New England running back.
So
that means that he's going to have games where he doesn't see the field.
But he's also going to have games. So we forget his first four games were ridiculous. Who wasn't there the first four games for the Patriots last year?
Sony Michel.
Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman, yeah.
Right, where he was suspended. Well,
yeah, he's not getting a lot of rushing attempts.
No, none. It's all PPR value. It's 100% PPR.
All PPR.
But if Julian Edelman's going to miss any more time because of his thumb, because he's older and his recovery time's a little slower, if we're going to see him missing games, James White fills into his role very well with Gronk being gone. He's the short yardage guy.
Do you want to spend your fifth round on him?
Do I want to? I like him over Philip Lindsay.
I do too, which...
This is weird, right? Sucks. I'm so scared of Philip Lindsay.
I am too. He is not one of my guys that I'm ride or die on. I think I'm more of a Mark Ingram ride or die guy than Philip Lindsay.
My breakout, my bust in this group is probably going to be... I want to pick one of the Rams guys because I feel like it's eventually got to fall off, right? But I'm going to say it's Robert Woods.
No, I'm going Henry for sure.
Henry for sure?
Henry's a bust.
Henry will do what he does every year. His last 4 weeks, he'll blow up. And
I will die on that mountain. I'm okay with it.
All right. Your breakout is James White, you said?
No. Oh, sorry. James White. Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram is your breakout. Mine's going to be, I want to say Godwin, but I think this ADP is about perfect for him.
Okay.
And I think his ADP is actually going to be higher when you actually get into your draft room. Because the hype is so high. I'm going to say Kenny Golladay because for some reason the hype isn't like it was there in the beginning and it's kind of faded.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Like, we're not hearing a lot about Golladay.
Because Matt Stafford was terrible last year.
Whatever.
He was.
You want to do one more round, then we'll call it? Let's finish up the sixth round here just because I want to talk about the number 16 or better wide receiver in the NFL. Tyler Lockett is at 51. Sony Michel at 52, Calvin Ridley at 53,
no,
Tyler Boyd at 54, Tevin Coleman 55, Aaron at 56 as the number two quarterback, Jarvis Landry 56 as well, so I guess 57.
Yeah.
That was weird. OJ Howard at 58.
Thanks, fantasy data.
DJ Moore at 59, and Evan Ingram at 60.
Got some tight ends coming off the board now.
I actually like Evan Ingram here at the end of this sixth round going to the seventh round.
Okay.
Saying you might be able to get in the seventh round as well, but.
Yeah, and this be right, yeah. Hell yeah. They don't have anybody else to throw the ball to.
Yeah. I mean, Golden Tate's spinning.
So Tyler Lockett, will start out with him. Do you genuinely believe he'll finish as a 16-1 receiver, or do you just want that to happen based on my hair?
Okay, in PPR, I'm super nervous this is going to happen because he's not going to get the volume.
Yeah,
in
you standard, don't have anything to lose.
In standard, I am fine because he's a big threat, DeSean Jackson-style guy. In PPR, it's going to be very hard for him to do it. But if there's any quarterback that's going to make it happen, he's got the quarterback to do it.
Yeah, because it won't be on volume.
No.
It'll be.
But if he gets to play more of the Doug Baldwin role, which I think his skill set's fine for, I don't think his skill set has any issue molding over to Doug Baldwin's role in that offense.
Okay. So
I like him over Calvin Ridley.
Oh, yeah, I do too. But I think I'd rather have Tyler Boyd over both of them.
I worry about Tyler Boyd without A.J. Green there. He was okay last year, but that was last year. Defenses have tape now and are ready for it.
I ain't worried about that. What about Sony Michel, Sony PlayStation? How you feeling about him? You like him here? Feel like that's good value?
Or the only reason I want to say yes is he's like the last running back that is that talented coming up. Because we have Tevin Coleman in here. We know what Tevin Coleman is. We've seen it. We've seen enough of it.
Yeah.
Right? Then we got Austin Eckler in the next round, Lamar Miller, and then Miles Sanders and stuff coming in the next round. Like, he's really the last running back left.
Yeah.
That you're willing to start week one or two.
You don't want to.
You don't want to, but I'm saying he's the last one. Yeah, so if you don't have a choice.
The problem is that.
The injury, right?
Well, the injury and New England.
I don't worry so much about New England. I mean, we say that about New England, but that's because the running backs they've had. If they have a pure, talented, great running back, like when they had Corey Dillon, they ran Corey Dillon to death.
We'll see.
Belichick uses the weapons that he has.
He's a first-round draft pick. They drafted a guy in the third round, but all the news out of camp is Sony's the guy.
Well, that third-round pick is also hurt.
Yeah, so Sony's the guy. Calvin Ridley, this is a reach for me. I do not feel that he's going to finish as a wide receiver two. I would be shocked.
Calvin Ridley or Jarvis Landry?
I'd rather have Landry.
You think the volume's going to be there for I worry about the volume on Cleveland.
I would just rather have Landry than – I know what I'm getting.
What about DJ Moore? Steve Smith doesn't like DJ Moore. He said, if you give me 2 points.
I'd rather have Curtis Samuel.
I'm going to come and slap you in the mouth.
I'd rather have Curtis Samuel. Calvin Ridley finished as the 22nd wide receiver, though, so maybe. I don't know. I think I'd rather have Boyd.
But you think Atlanta's defense is going to be better. And I think the reason Calvin Ridley.
Oh, Atlanta's defense will be better.
The reason Calvin Ridley's was good was because, one, Julio Jones wasn't catching touchdown passes back then because Sarkisian was a little tip in the bottle.
Here he was. He's back at Alabama now where he can drink.
What about these tight ends? Are you okay with these tight ends here? Evan Ingram, OJ Howard?
This is your sixth round. I'm okay with it. I'm more okay with Evan Ingram than OJ Howard. Not because I think he's more talented, because I think OJ Howard is probably the most talented tight end in all of the NFL. Talent-wise.
Oh, over Kelsey?
Yeah. I think he's more talented. But the opportunity for Evan Ingram is far superior. This is going to be a great value for him if you get him in your sixth round.
So who is your breakout player for this sixth round?
I think it's Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram?
I think it's Evan Ingram, yeah.
I think it is too. I think he could jump up and be one of the top three tight ends this year.
My bust? DJ Moore. DJ Moore.
Sure. I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Atlanta's number two. Wide receivers are never consistent. Mohamed Sanu, they were like number two wide receivers, but you never really liked it.
I can't remember. Who was the guy they had there before Julio?
Roddy White?
Yeah, Roddy White. He dropped all them damn passes.
Yeah, but he was great.
He was.
Until Julio showed up.
And then Julio showed up and he's like, hey, guess what, guys? I'm much better than him.
All right. That gets it through the sixth round. Next week, we'll probably continue on, and we'll get in the murky mess of the quarterbacks.
We might just talk about our draft next week, though. We got a draft coming up.
Oh, yeah, we do. We'll probably record before our draft, though. We might do a two for next week.
I don't know. Let's do it, dude.
Maybe. We might give you a little bonus. He'll be back.
We'll just make him do the bonus episode.
He should be back. We'll see if he's back for both episodes or not, but we'll try to get you two of them. We'll try to pound this bad dad out, you know, and get you through some stuff. Get you into these fantasy playoff wins. Josh, real quick, you're on the clock. You're in the first round. You got pick eight. Who are you taking?
Eight?
Eight. That was Le'Veon Bell's spot, by the way. Bell's gone, though.
Bell's gone. I'll go with James Conner.
Okay.
And then I'll grab Julio in the second.
I just wanted to hear you say it. All righty.
Thanks for tuning in to Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at EmptyWagonFF. Brad is going to be at Tag Jones. I'm at FF Josh Hughes. And Eric, if you want to talk to him, even though he's not here, it's at Gunzaveld19. So hit us up. Let us know if you got any questions. We are ready to start playing some fantasy football, dude. It's time. Good luck in your drafts if you have them. Hit us up if you have any questions. Have a great week.
Later.
Neuter your dogs.